2018学年第二学期高三英语质量调研听力部分现在开始
1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said.The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation or the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is a better answer to the question you have heard.
1. My roommate always plays my new game, but I told her to buy one for herself.
Yeah, my roommate likes to watch me.Play. He says it's like watching a movie.
Question. What are the speakers talking about?
2. I'd like to buy a bottle of hair conditioner. Can you recommend some kinds?
Sure. What kind of hair do you have?
Question. What's the woman's probable job?
3. I think our school football team's got a good opportunity of winning the championship this semester.
What? Are you kidding? Don't you see them play recently?
Question. What does the man imply?
4. I've just finished my paper, Mary. Can you polish it for me before I hand it in?
Sure, let me take a look. Oh, John, it's great. Your ideas are so original.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
5. Will you spend a summer vacation with your family, Tom?
Yes, it's been a long time since I was on vacation with my parents.
Question. What does the man imply?
6. Linda, where's the closed ATM?
It's not that far, John. Can you see that yellow door of the building over there?
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
7. What a mess your apartment is.
I know. I didn't have time to put things away before you got here.
Question.What does the man imply?
8. Have you thought of moving, Sarah?
We've thought about it, but my husband and I can't afford it right now. The only thing we could afford would be living in the old house.
Question. What does the woman imply?
9. Wow, what's the hold up?
It's probably just people trying to get an early start out of city for the weekend. Nobody sticks around in the summer.
Question. What can we learn from this conversation?
10. Frankly, many kinds of music fascinate me, but rock music leaves me cold.What about you?
I'm crazy about it.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation. And you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation.The passages and conversation will be read twice, but questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Maybe college is chosen because your friend is going there or because of its ranking on the list, and you do not consider who you are and who you will be. Remember, college is not a prize. It takes time and consideration to find the right college. Visiting the college website to find out what happened, who visited as a guest speaker, and how to maintain contact with existing students and teachers can be good ways for you to choose your favorite college. It's also a good way to decide if you want to spend your time and money on a visit. Check the college's website to find out who the admission officers are in your area and send them an email asking for more information. Making contact with the college students in your area or identifying students with similar interests will do you good. When you visit the college, try to sit down in class, eat in a cafeteria, and hang out in a student center or other busy areas. This will help you imagine that you are part of the community. Ask a few students if they will make the same college choice if they have to do it again. Go back to the first item on the list where you consider the information you have collected about the college. You have a lot of options. Please listen again.
Maybe college is chosen because your friend is going there or because of its ranking on the list, and you do not consider who you are and who you will be. Remember, college is not a prize. It takes time and consideration to find the right college. Visiting the college website to find out what happened, who visited as a guest speaker, and how to maintain contact with existing students and teachers can be good ways for you to choose your favorite college. It's also a good way to decide if you want to spend your time and money on a visit. Check the college's website to find out who the admission officers are in your area and send them an email asking for more information. Making contact with the college students in your area or identifying students with similar interests will do you good. When you visit the college, try to sit down in class, eat in a cafeteria, and hang out in a student center or other busy areas. This will help you imagine that you are part of the community. Ask a few students if they will make the same college choice if they have to do it again. Go back to the first item on the list when you consider the information you have collected about college. You will have a lot of options.
Questions 11. Which of the following is true when you choose a college?
What does the speaker say college is not a prize?
13. What's the main idea of the passage?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Lancaster University, located in Lancashire, northwest England, was founded in 1964 and enjoys a very good academic reputation. It has always been among the top universities in the United Kingdom. The university ranked 10th among 113 universities in the UK. It was named one of the best research institutions and ranked 7th in the latest scientific assessment. It is an international university where foreign students from more than 100 countries are studying. There are more than 9,000 students studying degree programs at Lancaster University, including about 2,000 graduate students. The university provides a variety of facilities for students' daily life, including supermarkets, bakeries, bookstores, post offices, banks, travel agencies, children's daycare centers, laundries, dental clinics, medical centers, and nurse stations. There are a variety of restaurants, snack bars, and fast food restaurants on campus, which offer foods that satisfy all tastes and cultures. In order to help students overcome financial difficulties and concentrate on their studies, the university provides rich scholarships for undergraduate and graduate students. The university has also set up a large number of scholarships for doctoral students to help outstanding candidates enter the university, receive high-quality research training, and make use of excellent facilities. Please listen again.
Lancaster University, located in Lancashire, Northwest England, was founded in 1964 and enjoys a very good academic reputation. It has always been among the top universities in the United Kingdom. The university ranked 10th among 113 universities in the UK. It was named one of the best research institutions and ranked 7th in the latest scientific assessment. It is an international university where foreign students from more than 100 countries are studying. There are more than 9,000 students studying degree programs at Lancaster University, including about 2,000 graduate students. The university provides a variety of facilities for students' daily life, including supermarkets, bakeries, bookstores, post offices, banks, travel agencies, children's daycare centers, laundries, dental clinics, medical centers, and nurse stations. There are a variety of restaurants, snack bars, and fast food restaurants on campus, which offer foods that satisfy all tastes and cultures. In order to help students overcome financial difficulties and concentrate on their studies, the university provides rich scholarships for undergraduate and graduate students. The university has also set up a large number of scholarships for doctoral students to help outstanding candidates enter the university, receive high-quality research training, and make use of excellent facilities.
Questions 14. What's the main idea of the passage?
Why does the university have so many scholarships for the students?
16. Which of the following is true according to the passage?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Not a single email until now. It's already 12 o'clock. I can't believe it.
Can't bear it, right? I've been there before. I will feel uncomfortable if no one calls me or sends me text messages like there is something missing.
Yeah, that's right. If no one sends me text messages, I'll go crazy.
Actually, this is a kind of addiction called information overload.
Addiction? Checking emails and text messages can be called an addiction. No way.
Yes, it is. Do you consider frequent check of your incoming emails to be an essential part of your working day?
Absolutely.
Do you have your cell phone with you whenever you go and check text messages and phone calls from time to time?
Yeah, it's a must. Otherwise, I may miss important phone calls and text messages.
Do you open all your tools whenever you are using a computer?
Yes, WeChat, QQ, Skype, Google Talk, everything, so that I'll be in touch with all my friends and relatives.
Now I can tell you are definitely addicted to the overflow of information.
What should I do now? Any suggestions for me?
Do something interesting, or spend a little more time developing a hobby, such as learning swimming, badminton, and you'll forget about your cell phone.
Thank you for your suggestion. By the way, do you know Apple is working on a foldable phone of its own?
Yes, but it might also be that Apple does not reveal a foldable phone at all.
What do you mean?
As I know, the company regularly files patents for products that never actually make it to market.
I agree. But if Apple does not release its new Bendy phone until 2020 or later, it is likely to be late.
Yes, I think so. Samsung's foldable phone is due to be released in the coming weeks, and other companies are already preparing their own rivals.
Please listen again. Not a single email until now. It's already 12 o'clock. I can't believe it.
Can't bear it, right? I've been there before. I will feel uncomfortable if no one calls me or sends me text messages, like, there is something missing.
Yeah, that's right. If no one sends me text messages, I'll go crazy.
Actually, this is a kind of addiction called information overload.
Addiction? Checking emails and text messages can be called an addiction? No way.
Yes, it is. Do you consider a frequent check of your incoming emails to be an essential part of your working day?
Absolutely.
Do you have your cell phone with you whenever you go and check text messages and phone calls from time to time?
Yeah, it's a must. Otherwise, I may miss important phone calls and text messages.
Do you open all your tools whenever you are using a computer?
Yes, WeChat, QQ, Skype, Google Talk, everything, so that I'll be in touch with all my friends and relatives.
Now I can tell you are definitely addicted to the overflow of information.
What should I do? Any suggestions for me?
Do something interesting, or spend a little more time developing a hobby, such as learning swimming, badminton, and you'll forget about your cell phone.
Thank you for your suggestion. By the way, do you know Apple is working on a foldable phone of its own?
Yes, but it might also be that Apple does not reveal a foldable phone at all.
What do you mean?
As I know, the company regularly files patents for products that never actually make it to market.
I agree. But if Apple does not release its new Bendy phone until 2020 or later, it is likely to be late.
Yes, I think so. Samsung's foldable phone is due to be released in the coming weeks, and other companies are already preparing their own rivals. Questions. 17. What can we learn about men according to the conversation?
Eighteen. What does the information overload mean?
19. What's the best suggestion the woman gives to the man?
20. Which of the following is true about Apple's foldable phone?
听力测试到此结束，请继续答题。